Praise be to God and Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. A girl, 10 years old, went with a group of family and friends. They went out to see all the different Christmas light displays throughout the city. And at one church that they stopped at, they got out to look closely at this beautifully done nativity scene. Isn't it just so beautiful, Grandma says? Look at the animals and Mary and Joseph and the little baby Jesus. Yes, Grandma, she says. It's really nice. But there's one thing that bothers me. Isn't baby Jesus ever going to grow up? It's the same size as he was last year. Who is this baby Jesus? Who is the one that never changes? And how do we receive him? Do we see him as a subscription that we renew every 12 months? Do we look into the manger every December and gaze upon the smiling face of a perfect baby that we all wish we could have had? Do we separate this image with the one from Easter, bloodied and hanging from a cross? How do we receive him? I believe the answer to that is the same for everybody. We see him through the lens of our lives. We see him through the experiences that we have gone through over this past year and these past years. Our view of him, our understanding of him, of who he is, changes as we change and as we grow closer and farther apart from him every single day. And how we see him impacts how we receive him. And let me give you three examples to illustrate this point. A very successful businessman travels the world. He's rarely ever home. But he makes up for the enormous amount of time lost by ensuring that his wife and his children lack nothing materially. There's not a house too big or a purchase too extravagant for this family. And he loves them dearly. And even though he can only spend a few short days each month with them, he ensures that they are well cared for while he's gone. And he has no time nor any need for church. But at the insistence of his wife, he always makes sure that he's home on Christmas Eve and he attends church with them. And many times, he's even able to stay home long enough to watch his children open up their gifts the next morning. What does he see when he looks into that manger at that infant Christ child? A young boy, about 14 years old, lives with his younger sister in a broken home. His parents are always yelling, and at times their anger and physical abuse turn away from each other and fall onto him. And even recently, his little sister. And although he is tired of making up excuses to his friends and his teachers for all of the bruises and the cuts and the burns that never seem to heal, he still longs for school days, and he dreads the weekends and the breaks, especially these long ones like Christmas and summer. His only other respite is found each Sunday when his whole family attends a local church. And even though he gets upset that his parents act so nice and pleasant during that time. He loves the hugs. He loves those kind words. What does he see when he looks upon the peaceful stable and into the manger, that quiet, unmarred child? Until recently, a woman has had a normal, good life. She was raised in a family who were very active in church, and to this day, she rarely misses a Sunday service. And over the past 10 years, she and her very best friend have attended a Tuesday night Bible study. And they frequently talk about how their friendship has grown stronger, how their faith has grown stronger because of their devotion to God's Word. And like I said, until recently, this woman had a very normal, good life. But one day in October, she received a call from her friend, who, in tears, informed her of an illness that was devastating and a prognosis that was grim. And the next 2 weeks were spent in constant companionship, constant prayer, and constant support for each other. The next weeks after that were spent burying her friend and clinging to God's promise of a bodily resurrection and life everlasting. What does she see when she looks upon the peaceful face of baby Jesus? This probably isn't the tone that you were expecting this morning, but it underscores the point that I'm trying to make. We receive Jesus through the lens of our lives and our experiences. And for most of us, Christmas is a happy, exciting time when we remember Jesus as a loving, perfect baby. And we celebrate with the exchange of gifts and the sharing of meals. But if we're not careful, we might get caught up looking upon that perfect manger scene with that perfect baby boy and forget that our joy flows not from the birth, but from the death of our Lord. And we need to be reminded that the Son of God became man to redeem, to ransom, and to accomplish for us that which we could not do ourselves. He took on flesh and he bore our sin, our judgment and suffering so that we can enjoy an eternal life free from the pain of a broken home, free from the sorrow of a loved one, and most of all, free from separation between us and God. And that is what lies in the manger this morning. God's Word, who became flesh, who grew and lived a perfect life, who suffered and died for our sake, and who rose again, and now sits at the right hand of God our Father. This is who we celebrate today. And I'll end where I started. How do you receive baby Jesus? Let's pray. Lord, we come to you, your faithful servants, in joyful and triumphant praise. We come to behold you, born the King of angels. You are the Son of God in flesh, and you have appeared to take away our sins. Lord, we greet you this wonderful, happy morning, and to you we give glory and honor and praise. Lord, we come to adore you, and on bended knee we adore you. Lord, you are our Christ and our King. Amen.